Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Sports gambling has turned into a very prevalent conversation where just in the last week, you've had it in different angles. Shohei Ohtani with his interpreter, Ipe Mezuhara, who was allegedly stealing money from Ohtani to pay off his own gambling debts of up to $4.5 million that the interpreter had, and allegedly the interpreter wasn't gambling on baseball, but there is a group of people, and I don't think it's unfair to fully not dismiss this, that believe maybe Ohtani was gambling. And there's no way that Ohtani didn't know. But when Ohtani addressed reporters the other day, he said he didn't find out about this until Ipe had to address the team and tell him what was going on. And still, there was a lot of questions that weren't allowed to be asked yesterday because the Ohtani camp didn't allow him to take any questions at the press conference. And there's still questions on how Ipe had access to the account and how no one realized that these wire transfers from Ohtani's account and all the money was missing. So there are still many questions left unanswered where it creates to some a level of us not being able to trust if the product is pure. There was also an incident with Reese Davis over the weekend at ESPN where this turned into a very big deal in the gambling world. I think someone like me, who I gamble, but I wouldn't consider myself like an expert on gambling, because I think anyone that refers to themselves as an expert on gambling doesn't know what the heck they're actually talking about. Like, they may be more plugged in than we are. They may have all this information and the stats, but if you are an expert on gambling, no offense, you don't need to end up broadcasting it. Like, you're sitting on a bunch of bags of cash somewhere and you're just gambling and doing this all in a quiet place. Now, there's some people that are really good that give out picks. You know, I know a bunch of people that give out picks and their record is a lot better than my record or other people's record. But I don't think there is a thing of where someone is actually a gambling expert. Like, anyone that says, I can guarantee you a win, there's no such thing as a guaranteed win when it comes to gambling. But what happened with Reese Davis over the weekend is they had one of these. See, I don't want it to sound as if I'm going after people in that line of work because I have a lot of friends that are in that line of work. Like Nick Costos, I think is brilliant. That works for BetQL. He does a really good job. I always love talking to Nick. But they had one of their betting people on ESPN, and Reese Davis was like, oh, you know, that's a lock. And people lost their mind because nothing is technically a lock, no matter what you say. So that was the second gambling story. And then I think the timing of this one is funny, even though it's a serious issue. But you have the Ohtani press conference going on yesterday. And that press conference was at about 5:45, let's say, p.m. Eastern time. And either during it or shortly after it, when everyone's reacting to Shohei Ohtani, there is a report from on ESPN that says sources say the NBA eyes Raptors' Jonte Porter for betting issues. And it goes back to this. I actually think, you know, when you look at the three stories that we mentioned, whether it's the whole Reese Davis situation, whether it's the Shohei Ohtani situation, I actually think this one with Jonte Porter could actually be the most damaging. Because if, let's just say, Ohtani wasn't gambling on baseball, or Ipe wasn't gambling on baseball, I'm not saying it's a non-story, because there's many legality situations that do derive from it, and there's a lot of ambiguous things here. But when we get to this story with Jonte Porter, and you just look at it, and you see some of the things that are being monitored, where on March 20th, I'm reading this from ESPN, against the Sacramento Kings, Porter played just 3 minutes before exiting because of what the Raptors said was an illness and did not return. He did not score after attempting one shot and had two rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set around 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbook reported in a media release that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA. Now, I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but let me just be Zach Gelb, a fan here for a second. Zach Gelb, a basketball fan for a second. This is not LeBron. This is not Nikola Jokic. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, this isn't a household name we're talking about. And there's a lot of action on the under of 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. And it was the number one moneymaker from that night. And Jonte Porter just mysteriously leaves the game with an illness and didn't return. Now, was he in on it? Was someone threatening him? Like, I'm just asking. Did someone offer him a bunch of money that hasn't come out yet? That situation, though, out of all these, Ohtani will be sexier, Ohtani will be juicier in terms of the coverage because he's the face of the sport. But for me personally, what I care about, whether Ohtani or his interpreter were gambling on baseball or not, and so far, everyone said that there was no gambling on baseball. That, to me, is the biggest part of that story. When you get to the Reese Davis situation, he was making a joke. You know, that's not a gambling guy. He said something that I guess you're not supposed to say. But in terms of this Jonte Porter story, this is where people that I used to laugh at. Like, remember, it wasn't that long ago. I was doing 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time on the weeknights, on the weekends. There was many times where someone would call me and I would personally question their sobriety, but they would be talking about a bet and they would be like, oh, the fix is in. Oh, this was, someone impacted this game, and 9.9 times out of 10, I would tell that person, No, you're just upset that you lost. But how you empower that crowd with how in a lot of these places gambling is legal now is when you see issues pop up with the athletes in sport. And I know some people will say, but Zach, if they're betting on themselves to do positive, then there should be no issue. You can't allow it to happen because then it opens up Pandora's box. And I don't know what Jonte Porter did or didn't do. And these are just allegations, and these are just the stats, and these are just the facts that the Porter prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night of the NBA. And I don't know if he was involved or not, but it's very, very peculiar when he leaves the game with an illness and the unders hit, and it was the most bet on thing.
And listen, you know, you would imagine that a guy like Giannis or Jokic or Luka or LeBron, those kinds of over-unders are hit all the time. People aren't putting over-unders on Jonte Porter, the guy who plays, what, 5 to 10 minutes a game. People who put over-unders on guys like that are either degenerates or they know something. And this is really concerning because, like you said, with Otani...
By the way, you shafted him.
What?
14.4 minutes per game.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
Come on, have some respect. I apologize.
I'm sorry. Is it 5 to 10 minutes? The guy's 14 minutes a game.
Now, his average, by the way,
superstar
on the year, because now I'm interested. It's 4.6 points per game and 3.3 rebounds per game. Number one, how does anyone even find the over-under, I'm going to sound like an old man here, of Jonte Porter's points and rebounds? Like, I have friends that will text me bets when they win, and they're like, look at this parlay that I hit. And I'm like, how'd you even think to bet the over, the under on this player? Like, seriously. But the fact that there was that much money in this one night, and then you factor in also that at least one other U.S. sportsbook detected unusual betting interest on the Porter props and the games in question, a sportsbook industry source told ESPN that multiple betting accounts attempted to bet large amounts, upwards of $10,000 and $20,000 on Porter unders in January against the Clippers. The betting limit NBA player props by sportsbook and customers, but are typically around $1,000 to $2,000. Something just doesn't add up here. Where, whether Porter's saying he's going to get fewer minutes that night or he's not feeling well, he tells a friend and then someone else tells someone, or if someone approached him. But what I'm saying here, Samter, is when things like this happen, regardless of what is true or what isn't, like when the Calvin Ridley situation happens or the Lions situation happens or now the Otani situation happens, or now the Jonte Porter situation happens, it empowers the crowd that says the games are fixed. And this is the biggest nightmare for all sports. And it's crazy that now we've had a bookend in a week from Otani to Jonte Porter. From the creme de la creme star to, I don't say this disrespectfully, pretty much a no-name, right? So it's at both ends of the spectrum. From the extremely successful to someone that we would never be talking about on this show unless he was embroiled in a controversy or had his one shining moment and made a big shot or something like that in a game. And that is what all these leagues who will take the money, they will get into bed with all these gambling companies and people will bitch and complain, oh, why can the leagues get involved but the players can't? The rules are the rules. And I have no sympathy, unless you have a problem, let me be clear on that, but I have no sympathy if you allow someone to impact how you perform on a court or a field because money gets involved. If that's the case, I have no sympathy for it because you know the rules. There's some rules in our office that I don't like that you could think are maybe unfair, but those are the rules of the employer. Those are the rules of the league that you play in. And if you want to play in the league, you can't violate these rules. And when you violate these rules, there needs to be a thorough investigation and you need to be suspended if you did wrong. Because that's a big problem with sports. I will always watch sports. I will always love sports. But when people start to question the integrity of the results, whether you think it's fair or not is irrelevant. But when you have stories like this pop up, it's damaging. It's extremely damaging.
And like you said, all sports has is its integrity and the belief that it's on the up and up. Once people start, and like you said, there's always a crowd that's going to doubt XYZ, yeah. But for the most part, the majority of us believe that the games are being played respectfully, responsibly, and truthfully. When we start seeing like the Ohtani thing, there needs to be a lot of dots that get connected for there to be any concern that there's any integrity issues, right? Maybe he's breaking rules or laws, but I don't really think that there's any integrity. There's nothing connecting Ohtani to throwing games or shaving points or shaving runs. Nothing yet.
But people will believe that he was betting.
Right. But then,
and even though there's nothing concrete to latch on to, I can't fully dispute someone that says that right now. Especially yesterday when he answers nothing.
Right. No, but I guess my point is like there's so many dots that need to be connected.
Yeah.
For us to get to the point of there being an integrity issue. Maybe he broke a rule, maybe he bet on baseball but had no impact on the games. That's a whole different story. Same thing with Calvin Ridley. This thing with Jonte Porter is specifically something that's dealing with the actual product on the court, which is a huge problem. And like you think about the 1919 Black Sox, right? The 1918 the Shoeless Joe and, and the eight men out. Those guys were getting paid peanuts. They had to have second, third jobs oftentimes. So, like, the amount of money coming in meant something for their actual livelihood. Now, I'm not ripping Jonte Porter or whatever. I'm not saying that he's a uber wealthy man. But so far over his career, which has been 3 years, he's made $2.4 million. A lot of us are never going to see that kind of money in our lifetimes. So, yes, I know he's not making the kind of money that some of these other basketball players are making, but he's got $2.4 million that he's making. Yeah. So, like, I feel zero, like you talk about sympathy, I feel no sympathy for him.
The only way I would have
enough
sympathy,
money to be content and happy.
The only way I had sympathy for him is if he has some sort of addiction. That would be the only, like, if he had a gambling addiction, something like that, that's the only way I would have sympathy. But if you just got caught up with the crowd that said, oh, we'll give you this money if you throw the game or you leave with a mysterious illness, then you should be banned from the sport and you should never play again. But I do find it interesting with Ohtani. They weren't going to launch an investigation. Now they have launched an investigation. The Ohtani situation, I don't think it ends up getting to a point where Ohtani misses a significant amount of time, if any time at all. Like, it's out of the realm of possibilities because they were dealing with a bookmaker that he does get some sort of punishment. But I don't think anything substantial is going to come from the Ohtani thing that, like you said, directly links him to betting. Now, there's a whole different issue when the feds are involved, too. But when it comes to this Jonte Porter, this to me, with how odd it is to bet on his unders, and then he mysteriously leaves the game with an illness, and then it was the most bet on, that to me is wild. That's a wild story. And these aren't the only stories. There was a story with allegations about my alma mater. You know, we haven't heard much about that, but there were things about that Temple basketball team and investigations up against UAB. How about what it was Iowa and Iowa State over a year ago with players that were actively playing.
The backup quarterback, yeah.
There's been a good amount. And, like, sometimes you got to send a message. We are past the sending the message stage. There has now been enough instances or enough allegations where 9.9 times out of 10, you're a professional athlete and you get caught betting on something you're not allowed to bet on. Stupid. Like, the NFL, the rules are a little weird, but the rules have been reiterated. Like, you can't bet in the facility. You can't bet if you're in your car in the parking lot of the facility. There's things you're allowed to bet on. You can't bet on the NFL, but there's other sports you could bet on, but you're not allowed to bet in facility. So these technicalities now, or you didn't know, that doesn't fly anymore. And these are big issues. And don't tell me, oh, well, the league shouldn't take any of this money. They're going to take the money. The league only cares about money. That's why when they changed the rules in all these sports, it was like, oh, it's for player safety. BS. They would keep those rules if it impacted, you know, the way that it was unsafe, if it impacted the dollars and cents of the league. So in this case, they're going to take the money. The leagues are. The players can't. And the Jonte Porter one, I don't know. In the last 24 hours, Has this been a big story? Like, the Ohtani thing was like, whoa, explosive, talked about. I haven't heard much about Jontay Porter today. And I just think the possibilities there are more detrimental than what we know so far with the Ohtani situation. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, I have seven players. Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Jason Tatum. When we mix the NBA and the NFL, out of all seven of those guys, and none of them have a championship, who's the first player to win a championship in their respective sport? How do we rank them 1 to 7? We'll do that on the other side.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases and shop top mattress brands like Stearns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Who wins a championship first? I'll give you seven players. Joe Burrow, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Jason Tatum. Out of those seven players, I will order them up 7 to 1, 7 being the player I have the least amount of confidence in winning a championship, and then the player that I have the most amount of confidence in. So coming in at 7th, I'm going to say it's Dak Prescott. Now, not that I'll probably change that opinion, but I would feel better if Dak was on a different team. And that could be coming to a theater near you soon. Because today we found out that the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott aren't negotiating. They already cut the salary down or was able to spread it out where reduced salary for this year by $4 million from the tag of, or the price tag that was $60 million. We know that they can't franchise tag him next year. We know he has a no trade clause. And now the ball is really in Dak Prescott's court where, yeah, Jerry Jones is entering this season with Dak in the final year of his deal, with Mike McCarthy in the final year of his deal. But Dak, if he wants to, could hit free agency next year and he could leave. I don't think Dak is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think Dak is the definition of a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. Can you be good and win a Super Bowl? Yeah, you don't need to be great. But usually the franchise-altering players, the Mahomeses, the Bradys, the Brees, the Roethlisberger, the Mannings, those are the guys that win championships. So I put Dak in at 7. In at number 6, I put Lamar Jackson. I'm a huge fan of Lamar, but I do have to kind of genuflect to the crowd that says he can't win a Super Bowl in this league. And I push back all the way until this postseason. He's now won 2 MVPs. He has been a great regular season quarterback. But now there is more of a sample size and more than enough of a sample size where the postseason conversation is legitimate. Like sometimes in sports, when people go, oh, a player hasn't got it done yet, so he'll never get it done. I'm like, how long of a sample size is it? And were they put in the right situation? Like, there's a player on this list that I don't think has been put in the right situation yet. And people go, oh, he can't get the job done, but then he got to a conference finals. For Lamar, the road to get to the Super Bowl this year was as easier as it's ever going to be. You had to beat the Texans. And I have a lot of respect for the Texans. I think C.J. Stroud's going to win a Super Bowl in this league. But you had to play a good second half against the Texans to just get to the AFC Championship game. And Patrick Mahomes didn't score a point in the second half, and you still couldn't find a way to beat him out. That's a problem. So I put Lamar in at 6. So Dak 7, Lamar 6 on athletes that are the 7 that I listed that I have the most confidence in to win a championship. In at number 5, it's Joel the Process Embiid. Can't stay healthy. In Philadelphia, I like Maxey, but I don't think they have enough to win a championship. And for Embiid, for him to win a title, I think he has to go somewhere else. Because as great as Embiid is, and he has won an MVP, I have said this for years now. You go back and you look at some of those performances in the postseason, yes, James Harden gets blamed. Yes, Ben Simmons gets blamed. Yes, Doc Rivers gets blamed. There's a lot of blame to go around. But because people like Embiid, and he's won an MVP, and he embraces that franchise, there's been moments. I was in that building game 5 against the Celtics years ago at TD Garden where he turned the ball over late. You know, in the game against the Hawks, everyone remembers Ben Simmons passing up the dunk, and Embiid turned over the ball as well. He no-showed in that game 7 against the Boston Celtics. So there have been moments now with Embiid where he's been given a pass because we all like to root for him. He's a great player, great personality. But as the series goes on, he gets out of shape, he gets tired, and these injuries keep on popping back up. In at number 4. So I was talking about Lamar where I said there has to be a big enough sample size. You have to be put in the right position. Luka Doncic is phenomenal. He's easily a top 10 player in the league, probably a top 5 player in the league. But the thing with Luka is I don't think he's been put in the right situation in Dallas. Now, Jalen Brunson was underappreciated in Dallas, and he showed signs towards the end that he was going to be better. But still, even though the contract situation was the way the contract situation went down, and I've always been a big Jalen Brunson fan, going back to even when we thought he was going to go to my alma mater, and then he ends up going to Villanova, and he kicked my alma mater's ass for all those years, and he won 2 national championships, and he won a player of the year. Even I didn't know that Jalen Brunson was going to be that great. But for Luka Doncic, I don't think they've done a great job assembling the right team around him. And I know Kyrie made that 6 shot, I think it was last week, to win the game, but I can't trust Kyrie Irving anymore. I can't. And Luka, to me, even though Dirk won a title in Dallas, and I don't usually like to advocate for a player leaving a team, but I think Luka needs to leave the Mavericks in order to win a championship. But from a talent perspective and how young he is, and you're going to eventually have the NBA change where LeBron's going to be out of the league, Steph's going to be out of the league, and we've seen Giannis win a title, Kenny win 2, we've seen Jokic win a title. I think he'll win a 2nd one this year. I put Luka Doncic in there at 4, and if he gets to the right team, he could go win a championship rather quickly. 3, it's Josh Allen. I know that they didn't lead a touchdown drive late in that game against Kansas City. He had that great performance years ago against Kansas City, and the defense and special teams didn't get it done. He's been close. And I still think Josh Allen can win a Super Bowl, 1 Super Bowl in this league. 2, it's Joe Burrow. I'm actually surprised that I didn't put Burrow 1 because Burrow's been the one player in the league, you know, outside of Brady, I'm talking about active players, that has actually been able to put a dent in the armor of the dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs. The only concern I have with Joe Burrow is the injuries. He's now had 2 season-ending injuries. And it's not like he's ancient, right? He's only been in the league for 4 years. Now, he's been to 2 AFC Championship games. He defeated Mahomes in 2 regular season games and then in the AFC Championship game. But him not being able to stay healthy is a major concern. And then in at number 1, it's Jason Tatum. And I get it. The Celtics blew a 30-point lead last night. And that was a brutal performance. But Jason Tatum, for the last few years, when you look at the Eastern Conference, the Celtics have been very good. You know, even when Tatum and Brown were young and Kyrie was there and Kyrie got injured and Gordon Hayward got injured, that was a team that was in the conference finals then. They have consistently been in the conference finals. They made it to one NBA finals with this group. And there's, like, outside of the Nuggets, there's no team in the NBA that really scares me. And in the East, yeah, you always got to give credit to Milwaukee going into the postseason this year. But they bat out in the first round last year. Miami, they could always get to a final. They'll never win it. But the East still goes, I think, for this year through the Celtics. They have like a 10-10.5 point game lead in the standings. And yes, Tatum hasn't got the job done yet. But also, he plays in a sport where when you look at the other two guys that are behind him that I just mentioned, right, Burrow and Allen in football, there are more injuries that occur there. It's more of a physical game in the NFL than it is the NBA. And this group in Boston, even though they've been there a lot, it's still a group with Brown and Tatum that is still young. So that's how I list it on who wins a title first. Out of those seven athletes, Dak 7, Lamar 6, Embiid 5th, Luka 4, Allen 3rd, Burrow 2, and Tatum 1. Samter, I'll let you react to that list. What were your big takeaways when I go through those guys 1 through 7?
So for me, I'm surprised that you had Dak on there, period.
But I just threw him into the conversation.
Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, it's been pretty adamant, even earlier today, that like Dak just doesn't seem to have the it to win a title. So Lamar makes sense. I'm surprised about Tatum number 1 also. Listen, Tatum, we heard LeBron talk about it. He's been knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door. But there just seems to be something missing. I mean, he blew a 30-point lead last night.
In a regular season game in the NBA, people aren't going to like this that love the NBA. Regular season in the NBA means jack.
I get it, but there's just something missing from the Celtics. And listen, maybe this is their year. I don't know, but I really have a hard time believing that they're going to be able to get over that hump. And as much as I like Tatum, there's just something missing. Maybe he'll prove me wrong, but there's just something that I just don't see. For me, Burrow is the clear number 1.
So I would usually agree that Burrow should be number 1 on the list. You still have to, though, directly go up against Mahomes in the AFC. Tatum, he's going
up
against...
he's done once before and he won.
Yes, but then he's also lost another one.
Sure.
And also, Burrow's dealt with two now season-ending injuries. That's why I also went Tatum over Burrow, even though I believe individually more in Burrow as a player than Tatum. And I think Burrow is a better player in his sport than Tatum is a better player in his sport. But, like, there's not a lot of great teams in the NBA. Like, at least you have in the NFL, where you could say, oh, there's not a lot of great teams as well. You have the creme de la creme player right in your conference. I think it's more open for a Tatum to get back to a finals and to win a finals than it is with Burrow. Because even if Burrow gets there and you beat Mahomes, you still got to beat the team in the other conference. And look, that offensive line was problematic, and Donald got to the quarterback. If they had another half second, he throws that touchdown right down the right-hand sideline to Ja'Marr Chase, who was wide open. So I can't crush you for saying Burrow over Tatum. I just think it's easier to win a championship in the NBA than it is with the NFL when you also factor in Jason Tatum could have one off night. As long as it's not in a game 7, you still live to see another day or an elimination game. For the NFL, you have one off night or one facet of your game doesn't work in the postseason, you could be the most dominant team of all time. You get beat on any given night because it's single elimination.
No, your logic is sound. There's just something missing with Tatum and the Celtics, and I don't know
what
it is.
You don't like Tatum a lot.
Say it again?
You don't. You have not been as optimistic on Tatum as others have been. You said he was like the 9th or 10th best player. It's funny how these work.
Which when you go down the list, I mean, 9th or 10th is basically where you should be, if not lower.
Not to get into the weeds of it too much, but you said that about like a month and a half ago. I think he's better than the 9th or 10th best player in the league, but I was watching ESPN the other day on First Take. They legitimately had the same conversation a month and a half later, where Russo said he's like 8 or 9. He was you. And Stephen A. was like, that's preposterous. And he went through the list, And there was a lot of people that Stephen A. was like, no, yeah, I trust that guy more than Tatum. I trust that guy more than Tatum. So it's funny. Conversations we have a month, month and a half ago, then happen a month, month and a half later.
Hey, listen,
on the most popular television show right now working in sports.
Yeah.
All righty. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back with a news brief update time first. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
So the other day, Mike Greenberg was on the ESPN. And when he was on the ESPN, he was saying that the UConn Huskies could make the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference. Here is Chandler Parsons and Lemon Pepper Lou, as Shannon Sharp would say, Lou Williams, on Michelle Beadle's show Run It Back, responding to what Greeny had to say.
Greeny's not a clickbait guy. I want to preface
yes, he
that.
Is.
No,
he
really
now.
Isn't.
Yes, he is.
I work
now
with the
is.
Dude.
He's full of
damn.
As it stands, Greeny, UConn can beat the Atlanta Hawks tonight.
I mean, I'd like to see it.
UConn might
can
lose
they,
this
can
round
they compete
in the NCAA
with
tournament.
The Chicago Bulls right now?
Miami Heat are in the play-in.
Can they beat the Miami
well,
Heat?
Well, that's a tricky one.
They might not even win the NCAA championship.
I don't have a
they
winning.
They probably account. Won't.
Let alone compete for a play-in spot in the National Basketball Association. This is crazy, Greeny.
Why are y'all so sensitive when we bring up these college
Well, this is just...
Because, it's a, because we work very hard at being professional athletes for people to wake up and think
those
student athletes
work
are
going
to be...
The best
ooh,
player...
They still go to class.
The best player on UConn wouldn't play on the Detroit Pistons right now. So how the hell would this college basketball team be any of these teams
levels.
That are in contention to make the NBA playoffs? This
levels.
Is just stupid.
So part of what they're saying is true. Part of what they're saying is wrong. Hot take. I do not believe UConn would make the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference, number one. Number two, I do think there are a player or two, maybe three at most, that could at least get some minutes on the Pistons. The point of saying they're probably not going to win the NCAA tournament, they're the odds-on favorite by a wide margin to win the NCAA tournament. The best argument, though, there would be is every player on the UConn roster that gets minutes, are they going to make the NBA? And the answer to that is no. So, therefore, you have every player that's on one of these play-in tournament teams that are in the NBA playing in the NBA. That's why UConn wouldn't make the play-in tournament, because they don't have a roster that's full of NBA players. So I'm more on the side of Chandler Parsons and Lou Williams, but we could just enhance the argument a little bit. Let's go to Woody Johnson on the future of Zach Wilson.
You know, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. From his standpoint, it's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place.
Yeah, for your standpoint too, Woody. You got to move on. It's only a distraction to have Zach Wilson still on this team. You're not going to get anything back for him. Mac Jones goes for, what, a 6? Justin Fields went for a conditional 6? Zach Wilson sucks, all right? You just got to get rid of him. Just cut him. When the draft comes and goes and you get nothing back for him, like you don't want to take a 7th-round pick for him, then just let him go. You already brought in a backup quarterback. You got Tyrod Taylor now. You got Aaron Rodgers there. It's time to part ways with Zach Wilson. Here is Antonio Pierce on Aiden O'Connell.
Taking care of the football, managing the game, putting points on the board. I would love to see him become more vocal, right? Is he ever going to become a runner? No, not going to happen. That's okay. But there's other ways that you could do that and move around in the pocket. I think he's done a great job this offseason, being in the building, staying in the Las Vegas area, and really working on it.
I love how direct Antonio Pierce is. You usually don't hear a coach say, is he ever going to become a runner? No, probably not. But Antonio Pierce, though, is playing the game right now. You talk a little bit about Aiden O'Connell. You're trying to go get a quarterback in the draft as well. You got to massage like many different players right now where, yeah, you buy into the McCarthy hype train. You buy into the Jaden Daniels hype train. And then if you can't move up and Telesco can't go get a quarterback in the first round of the draft, then you still got to go pump up your own guy that's already there that you don't intend to be your guy. Here is Robert Kraft on why Calvin Ridley didn't sign with the New England Patriots.
There was, you know, one outstanding receiver that unfortunately we couldn't close. It was not because of finance. It made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South. And we had a situation where the taxes were like almost 10% higher, and we offered or were willing to keep going at that premium. But he didn't want to be in the Northeast. And part of it might be the quarterback situation as well.
He better marry that girlfriend. If he's making his career decisions based on a girl he's dating and not his wife.
I thought you meant Robert Kraft. I'm like, he already got remarried.
No, Calvin Ridley, if he has a girlfriend that he's not married to and she's making decisions as where he's going to play football, he better marry that girl.
Here's why I'm upset. Guy's girlfriend says, I don't want to go to Foxborough. Fine. Robert, my guy, Robert Kraft, one of the greatest owners in the history of the NFL. What do you have on offense? You don't have a number one wide receiver. Ever since Tom Brady has left, you haven't had a number one wide receiver. So you can't just say, oh, we tried and we got left at the altar. It's been 4 freaking years where this team has not had talent. Come on. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. The last 3-4 years, I was very patient. Very patient. I'm starting to get impatient with my football team. But I won't be like a fraud and jump off the bandwagon. I will always support the football team that I've only rooted for and will always root for in my life, unlike some others on this show. Here is John Calipari on the UK Sports Network doing his weekly radio show. He has a message to the Kentucky Wildcat fans.
You know, I talked again about the standard. That is the standard that I believe in, that I think we can do. But that standard of national titles has been here from Coach Rupp on. You know, I'm going to work in our state, work for this program and this university, really work for these young people. And that's my commitment. I'm not changing. 24/7, let's go. That is a commitment that I give to the fans, and I haven't changed. This is like wearing a coat. It never goes away. But I love it. This is what I want. This is what I wanted. This is why I never left. This is it. And now it's, let's come together and let's go do something. Let's do something special. And we can do it. We've done it. Let's do it again.
Nothing's going to change. He is stuck in his ways. There's a reason why you lose to St. Peter's, and you're shortly followed up a few years later losing to Oakland. And I've always been a huge, huge fan of John Calipari. But he's stuck in his ways, and he's stubborn. And I don't think he's going to adapt. That's why I don't think we're going to see him win another championship at Kentucky. By the way, they have a hard out on that radio show like we do at the top of the hour. They said to him, you have 10 seconds left. This is in a different clip. And they had to cut him off. And it was like, you're listening to the Kentucky Wildcats Sports Radio Network. It was hilarious. He was just still going. And the broadcast was like, hey, we're running out of time. 10 seconds. And he just kept on going and going and going and going.
Well, he may have realized it may have been his last coach's show there for Kentucky.
Yeah, I think he's going to be back. I think he should be back. But I think he will be back. Dusty May, who takes the Michigan job. Bob Valvano was on his radio show, ESPN 680 Louisville, and he relays a story that he heard from the Indiana State coach, Josh Ertz, on why Dusty May didn't end up going to Louisville.
I found out he and Dusty were best friends. I didn't know that when I got there. And he said, yeah, we talk like every day, and he was ready to come. And I told him, boy, why wouldn't you want to go? It's a great job. And he said, yeah, I didn't feel comfortable. I was getting death threats.
What was he getting death threats about? Like, if you don't take the job, then something bad's going to happen? Or if you do take the job, something bad's going to happen? That's like, either way, I don't blame Dusty May. Like, you go to Michigan, where I think Louisville's a better job than Michigan, but Michigan is in the Big Ten. Louisville's in the ACC. I don't think he made the wrong decision. I think there'll be less pressure at Michigan than there will be at Louisville. But, man, that's a bad look. And I saw Richard Pitino is now a rumored candidate and has had conversations with Louisville. That'd be something if he ends up going there where his father, obviously, Rick Pitino, was the head coach that won a championship, and now they said the championship.
And one thing I'll say is Bob Valvano has since kind of walked it back, being like, oh, that wasn't the part of the conversation that was important to me. He also wrote, I apologize to Dusty May, Josh Schertz, and U of L fans. I spoke carelessly on my show.
But is it not true?
I don't think that it's not true. I think that maybe that part of the conversation may have just not been, it may have been misrepresented.
I don't know about that. Antoine Walker, thank you. Braden Fist, thank you as well. Big thanks to each and every one of you. Stu, Mike, all the listeners, everyone that supports us. Even if you don't support us, we appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Have a great night. We out. Bye-bye. Peace!
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
March means chips, dips, and swish. Instacart makes getting game-time snacks easy with delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. The hard part? Choosing between your favorite snacks. That's why you can stock up on all your favorites with $5 off when you spend $30 or more on specially marked Frito-Lay chips, dips, and more through Instacart. So you don't have to choose between Doritos and Cheetos or Tostitos and Ruffles. You can just get them all. Offer valid for a limited time. Exclusions and additional terms apply.